Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and thanks for tuning into Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. I am Tapani Simayoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, and it's my great pleasure to introduce another Bach cantata to you. Before I do that, however, I will continue the story of Bach Collegium Japan, as promised last week. If you missed last week's episode, do go to Lutheran Radio UK's website at lutheran.co.uk and listen again on the programme page for Sunday Cantata. In the previous episode, we heard a brief history of Masaaki Suzuki and his Bach Collegium Japan. That story is interesting, but nothing as remarkable as the story of the impact Suzuki's work has had and is having in Japan, not only in the world of music, but on Japan's spiritual landscape. Suzuki himself was brought up a Christian. However, others have come to the Christian faith through a very different route, by hearing the music of Bach. There has been an enormous boom of Baroque music in Japan in the last few decades, with the music of Bach in the forefront. Though not the pioneer of this movement, Suzuki has become its leading exponent. This movement has coincided with a time in Japanese culture where there has been an increasing spiritual void, with the decline of the traditional religions and a deep-rooted resistance to Christianity. Even now, only about 1% of the Japanese population of nearly 130 million is Christian. In this void, the music of Bach, with its combination of beauty, organization, and profound Christian spirituality, has struck a chord in an unprecedented way. Bach Collegium's concerts are sold out, and afterwards members of the audience crowd around the podium to speak with Suzuki, to talk to him about the message of the cantatas and the passions. In particular, the Christian message of hope and redemption, based on the love of God, which shines through Bach's music, touch a people whose language doesn't even have a word for hope. Indeed, Suzuki sees himself not merely as a musician, but also as a missionary. This missionary work starts already in the process of preparation. Most of the singers and instrumentalists are not Christians themselves, so often the rehearsals begin with a Bible study, as Suzuki teaches the musicians the meaning of the message in Bach's music, which is nothing other than the Christian gospel. And it's interesting that many music critics have noted that one of the things that distinguishes Bach Collegium Japan's cantata recordings from its rivals is the spiritual depth of the performances. And so, through an unexpected channel, 17th century German music, the Christian gospel is making new inroads in a country that has been particularly resistant to it. Time to turn now to today's music. It is Septuagesima Sunday, the first Sunday in the so-called pre-Lenten season of the church year. Following the festival seasons of Christmas and Epiphany, we have crossed the watershed and begun to turn our attention gradually towards the events of Holy Week and Easter morning. The pre-Lent season consists of the 3 weeks prior to the great penitential season of Lent, during which 3 weeks the church winds down, as it were, to the great fast. The names for these Sundays, Septuagesima, Sexagesima, and Quinquagesima, simply refer to the approximate number of days till Easter, 70, 60, and 50. The Gospel reading for Septuagesima Sunday is the parable of the workers in the vineyard in Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire labourers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the labourers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the labourers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" In 1727, Bach composed Cantata No. 84, "Ich bin vergnügt mit meinem Glücke," I am content with my fortune. It is a solo cantata. Soprano soloist accompanied by the orchestra. The libretto is based on a text by Christian Friedrich Henrici, the postmaster of Leipzig, who published under the pseudonym Picander. Picander and Bach had an extremely fruitful partnership over many years, with Picander providing the libretto for a great many cantatas and most famously the St. Matthew Passion. The text of the cantata is written from the perspective of the Christian who sees himself as the undeserving labourer, who considers himself unworthy of the smallest reward, and is therefore filled with gratitude for that which he does receive from God. This message must have been a particularly hard one for Bach to set to music. We know from surviving correspondence and public records that one of the regular features of his life was his struggle to make sure that his contract reflected his abilities and efforts and the going rate for musicians in his position. In other words, Bach in his private life was anything other than contented with the treatment he received from his employers, especially during the decades in Leipzig, and spent a great deal of time and energy fishing for a better salary, better terms of employment, and better employers elsewhere. But like the good servant of the church that he was, Bach set the words to music, his personal foibles notwithstanding. And not only that, but he adorned them with sumptuously beautiful music. One thing he did do, though. The Picander original speaks of contentment with one station in life. But Bach set a modified libretto, which speaks of contentment with one's fortune, which is a subtly different thing. Who made the change is not known, but one can only guess that the great composer didn't mind, given his endless search for improvement in his station. The cantata opens with a gorgeous lyrical aria accompanied by a solo oboe. The mood is one of peaceful contentment, full of little ornaments like the chirping of birds in a summer landscape. Throughout the aria, the soprano and the oboe weave around each other, suggesting not static contentment of having landed in a place of happiness and resting there, but rather a more dynamic picture of wandering through the various scenes of life in a contented state. "I am content with my fortune, with which my dear God blesses me. Even if I do not have rich abundance, I thank him for little gifts, and do not deserve even these." In the recitative that follows, the source of such contentment is explained. "I have everything I need, even though I deserve nothing. If I don't have something I would like but don't need, that is no reason for complaining, especially in the light of the eternal glory God has prepared for me. God indeed owes me nothing, and by whatever he gives to me he shows that he loves me. I can deserve nothing from him, since what I do is my duty. Indeed, even when what I do may seem so good, I have still not achieved what is right. Yet man is so impatient that often he feels aggrieved if dear God does not give something that is unnecessary. Has he not for so long freely fed and clothed us, and one day will he not make us blessed in his glory? It is enough for me that I do not have to go to bed hungry." In effect, this recitative is nothing other than a paraphrase of the explanation of the first article of the Creed in the Small Catechism, "I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth," whose meaning the Catechism explains as follows: "I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true." Given Bach's tendency to drive a hard bargain, and then to grumble about his lot, this must have been a hard message for him to be working with. A good example, perhaps, of a preacher having to preach to himself, as well as to others. What follows is an aria of unadulterated joy. Joy not in abundance, but in the sufficiency of God's provision, a thankfulness that surmounts any afflictions. I eat with joy my meagre bread, and from my heart do not begrudge my neighbour what is his. A quiet conscience, a cheerful spirit, a thankful heart that praises and extols, make blessings greater, make troubles sweet. In the accompaniment, the oboe and a solo violin dance around each other in delighted and delightful motion, in music that is reminiscent of the improvised simplicity of folk music. The second recitative now connects the cantata to the gospel reading, with a reference to the reward of a penny at the end of life's day. In the sweat of my brow I will meanwhile enjoy my bread, and when my life's course, the evening of my life, draws to a close, then God will give me my penny, then heaven will stand open. Oh, if I have this gift as my reward by his grace, then I need nothing else. Unusually, the recitative is accompanied by the strings as well as the customary harpsichord and cello, creating an atmosphere of heavenly peace. The cantata closes with the 12th stanza of a hymn by Emilia Juliane von Schwarzburg-Rudolstadt. Wer weiß, wie nahe mir mein Ende? Who knows how close my end is? Set to a haunting melody by Georg Neumark. Meanwhile, I live content in you and die without any anxiety. I am content with what God ordains. I believe and am fully confident, through your mercy and Christ's blood, you will make sure that my end is good. The soprano is joined by an alto, tenor and bass in a simple but beautiful setting of this chorale verse, which is a fitting conclusion to this cantata and a great motto for the whole Christian life. Here then is Bach's Septuagesima cantata, Ich bin vergnügt mit meinem Glücke, BWV 84, in a powerful yet beautiful performance by the English soprano Carolyn Sampson. The orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan is directed by Masaki Suzuki. The other singers in the final chorale are Hiroyo Aoki, alto, Yusuke Fujii, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is from volume 41 of Bach Collegium's set of complete Bach cantatas, released by the Swedish BIS label, and made available to Lutheran Radio UK in a high-quality download by eclassical.com. thank you again for joining me for this musical half hour. I hope you have enjoyed today's Sunday Cantata. Do write to us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk to let us know what you think about the programme, or if you want to share your impressions of the music you hear on Sunday Cantata. And don't forget to tell your friends about Lutheran Radio UK. Our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, has several easy ways to spread the word. I look forward to your company next week, when I will be introducing and playing one of Bach's cantatas for Sexagesima Sunday. In the meantime, may God bless you this week. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, Fareham, and you have been listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK.